Okay, everybody, say today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin. We're holding two lines from the bottom of Ayin Vav Omid Beis. As you'll recall, yesterday we learned in the Mishnah what happens if you had a behemoth where one of its hind legs had a shever, which means it had a broken leg. Said the Mishnah, Imroiv HaBosar Kayim Shchitosei Mitarosei. Even though Nebuch, the animal, has a broken leg, if there is enough basar, roiv basar, that's keeping it and holding it together, you shech the animal is kosher, no problem. The imlav, however, if you do not have roiv basar kayim, most of the flesh surrounding this etzem, surrounding this broken leg, so then we're afraid that unfortunately it will not be male arucha, meaning that it's not going to heal, and ein shchitosim mitarasei. So the key for this halacha is that you have to have roiv basar kai. Now our Gemara now continues on and discusses whether you have basar equivalent. For instance, yesterday we had whether or not you can use the oyer instead of the basar. The basar may not be kayim, but you still have the outside skin. So that was a discussion yesterday. What we're now going to focus on is instead of having basar or oyer, you're going to have gidin.
Abraham Dildal is less than that.
Abraham Dildal is hangs sich, and any minute it can fall off. Here it's just a broken. Havdil, just like a person has a broken arm, a broken leg, it's not going to fall off.
If it doesn't hold, you're saying the whole thing is because of art holding it together.
Exactly.
Otherwise it's Medildal, no? Isn't that otherwise?
Except the coin with a broken arm can't serve.
Kareem. I'm sorry, what was that? Reb Shlomo?
The coin with a broken arm can't serve.
Yes, that's temporarily. As soon as it's fixed and it's okay.
I don't know.
Anyway, here we're not talking about only gidin. Gidin are, normally you call them sinews, but gidin are really tendons or membranes that hold pieces together in the body. So, we are talking about, for instance, you had 49% covered by basar, but you didn't have roiv. But you had gidin, these tendons which are attached to the basar and to the bone, and together with the basar you now have 51%. The question is that sufficient to go and declare this behema a kosher behema, or do you have to be concerned that the behema is a treifa? See, Gemara says, I know gidin rachin. These are soft, very, very pliable, very flexible, soft gidin tendons. And the shaila is, now they're nice and soft, and therefore the chayra, they do a good job together with the basar to keep the bone in place. However, eventually these gidin are going to become very, very hard. Since they're going to be hard, they're not going to be able to be so flexible and soft and keep the bone in place. Question is that okay or not okay? At the moment they're rach, but eventually they're going to be hard. Sigmar asks, I know gidin rachin, the osalakame de rava, the rabba, it came in front of rava, omar rava, lamay nechish lehu. What's the shaila? L'chayr tzachadava poshit that it's okay. Why? Chodah the Amr of Yochanan gidin shesoifan lahakshoyis nimnan aleihem bePesach. As you know, when it comes Karban Pesach, you have a registry and you have a whole bunch of people that pay in advance and they say, we want to register for this Karban Pesach. And each one of those people has to go and be able to eat at least a kezayis. You remember back in Pesachim, the Gemara says, what happens if you have a chola or you have a zokin that cannot eat a kezayis? He cannot be nimna on the Karban Pesach because he has to be able to be roy to eat from the Karban. Here we're not talking about the person. Here we're talking about there's an individual. He was apparently at the end of the list. They were able to take 50 people to register, 50 kezaisim, and then number 51 comes aboard. And we tell him, there's no basar left. Everything has already been allocated to the first 50. He says, that's okay. I love to eat the gidin, these types of tendons, inside the body of the animal. It's not basar, but it's gidin. Can I also sign up for your list? So said Rabbi Yochanan, yes, gidin shesayf al hakshin, even though eventually, after, if you'd let this animal live for another 6 years or whatever, it's going to become hard. At the moment, it's still soft, and therefore, nimna lein bePesach, you could go and join the registry, even though all you're eating is a kezayis from these gidin. So what does Rava hope to prove with this? Says Rashi, he proves with this that it has the status of basar. No, if it has the status of basar, then you can go and use it to go and encase the shever of the etzem, and therefore it'll be kusha. Besides that, says Rabbi Yochanan, besides that, says Rava, atreira chasam in Yisrael. After all, people shouldn't go and throw their money out to exist. And here we're talking about this behema. If you're going to tell me that this behema, because unfortunately it slipped and fell and now it has a broken leg, and therefore we should go and say that the behema is treif, where do we find that? We find that, of course, in the base Hamanuga. When the Kohen comes, the first thing he says, Rabbi Isai, take out everything, take out all the kailim and all furniture and all fixtures and all people, all this aros. Because if we decide that this is a bayis hamanugah, this is a neged saras, everything is going to become tamei. And Rashi, remember, in Chumash says, as far as all the people are concerned and all the kailim are concerned, it's really not a problem. They'll just go into the mikvah. There's no din of shlishu, shvi, paradumu. We're just talking about bayis hamanugah. So we're not talking about oilames. But the real problem is going to be on the kli cheres, because the kli cheres, as we know, you cannot toivel the mikvah. Shvi rosson zuhita rosson. But kli cheres usually are very, very primitive type of and very inexpensive type of kelim, almost like disposable plastic plates like we have today. Not mamish, but they are, you know, kli cheres. And so therefore, they're not worth all that much. Nevertheless, Torah chosel mamonin shi Yisrael. Oh, see here too, don't insist, go and throw out this behemoth and say, well, it's broken leg. It's not going to survive. We will allow the Gidin to be mitztarif with the basar to have a right. This is the psak of Rav. His omelet apapal Rav. Reb Shimon ben Lakish v'isurad yarais v'ad amris my nechesh lehu. So Rav Papa was quite critical, and he said to him, yeah, you're right, Rabbi Yochanan said what Rabbi Yochanan said, but Reish Lakish disagrees. And Reish Lakish says when it comes Karim Pesach, if the only food that's left to eat from the Karim Pesach are these gin, which are soif and lahakshois, we look upon them as if they're kosher already now, and they're inedible, because once they become hard, he can't even bite into it. Now you can. But since it's osel lahakshish, it does not have the status of a basar, and you cannot be nimna aleim the karban pesach. Oh, so you see, it's not considered to be basar. V'at amres, and you're saying, nothing to worry about. After all, Rabbi Yochanan and Torah chosel menusha Yisrael. But what is it, Yeraisa? If chas v'shalom a person eats tarfis, gefarlich. Anybody that eats a double treifa neveli says, oy, oy, oy. First thing he wants to do is regurgitate and get this out of his system. And you say, my nechesh lo. Ishtik and Rava were silent and he didn't say anything. Frank Tamara, why was he silent? My Ishtik. V'omer Rava, Rav himself said, Hilchus HaKabasi, the Reb Shimon ben Lakish bihani tlas. Rava says, throughout Shas, we have almost in every daf, a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Okay, not every daf, every second daf. Anyway, we have numerous machlokes in. And Rava says, we always pasken like Rabbi Yochanan, with the exception of three cases. What are those three cases? Rashi says, basically, look it up in Masechtas Yevamos. And our case is not one of those three cases. So we pasken like Rabbi Yochanan. So Ibazoi, how did Rav Papa say to Rava? Rish Lakish v'su deraisa. And Rava was ishtik. Rabbi should have said immediately, "Man tayre yedid rapop is olzayin gezunt and olzayin gebenched." But lemais we don't pasken like Reish Lakish, we pasken like Reb Yoichanan. Everything gemara shani hocha dohode be Reb Yoichanan legabi Reish Lakish. Our case is different because eventually Reb Yoichanan conceded to Reish Lakish and said, "Reish Lakish, you are right. That when it comes to Karban Pesach, do not just be nimna al hagidin. That is not sufficient. That is not basar, because eventually they're going to harden and become like hard as a rock. Therefore, I agree with you, Reish Lakish. I change my mind. How do I know that Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind? Because Reish Lakish asked the kasha from Rabbi Yochanan on Rabbi Yochanan from another gemara, where the other gemara talked about whether or not you have oir haroish shel egel harach. You have the very, very soft oir, which is on the head of an egel rach, meaning of a young calf, very, very, very soft basar. The habdal, just like you have by a yingala, you always say in the front, where you put the tefillin, when a baby is born, you say it's very, very rach. Over there, lahavdil, the same thing as the or haroishel egel rach. Was that is considered to be basar legabe tumas oichlin or not? And Rabbi Yochanan said, the raya that you're trying to bring from that Mishnah, that it does not have a din of basar, but rather it has a din of something hard, because it's soifa lahakshoyz. See, he was trying to bring a raya. You see from there that it is not mikabel tuma. It's not an oichel. Why isn't it an oichel? Now you can go and eat it. Now you can, but osa lahakshis, it's going to become very hard. Kol oimed lahakshis kekoshedam. Is there good? So Rabbi Yochanan said, don't ask me a kasha from there. That's a das yochid. The omalei al takni teni. Freg menish kakashis. B'loshin yochid ani shoyna oisa. By the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that is das yochid, that means there is a das yochid that taka holds, that even though it's osa lahakshis, at the moment it's still soft, and therefore it's considered to be an oichel, but that's only a yochid holds that way. The Rabbim disagrees, and the Rabbim holds it since it's osel hakshoyz, kikosher dami. Oh, so we see that Rabbi Yochanan eventually hoder bay, and he agreed to Rish Lakish, and therefore that's why Rava was silent. Rava realized he made a mistake, because the halacha is not like the original Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan eventually agreed to Rish Lakish. Yeah.
In other words, we're not holding Erev Pesach.
Yeah.
And it's not hard, though. Right now, it's not hard.
Right, 100%.
If I'm allowed to add somebody, or we have Pichash, it's going to be hard by tonight.
I don't think
that's what seemingly the Pashot Kash is. It's not a question if it's edible, it's edible. The guy eats it.
Yeah.
Let's say the guy eats it. He eats that piece that night.
Question is, does it have a status of basar? Since eventually it's going to be hard. It's not going to be hard for another 3 months or 6 months.
I'm saying here it's not because kol oimet, it's not like over there.
Okay.
This nimnot, the Gemara is obviously talking about nimnot.
It's not kicking off in the fortune.
The Gemara is not asking about the question by.
Okay, again, by the next shikur. Zuk the more by them. Ahu nishbar etzem. We're now 10 lines from the top of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara is continuing to tell us about the din of nishbar etzem, and it tells us not only was the etzem broken, but unfortunately some of the etzem started pouring out. Maybe it was the marrow or some other bone material. Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph.
Animal before shechita.
Before shechita, the animal's leg broke. How did the animal's leg broke? Because the animal was running in the marathon. It fell, it broke its leg.
The etzem?
The etzem, nishbar etzem. Etzem is the bone. A bone in Yiddish heißt the bein. Anyway, so hay nishbar etzem, sivein atzibrochen etzem, a broken leg, and
the
10 lines from the top. So what's the din? So in our Mishnah we said, just make sure that it's that basar choife es rubai, and then it's kusha. But here there was a second problem. Besides the fact that the etzer was broken, the yotzel chutz was protruding. The ishtakel kurtisa minei. Rashi said the word kurtisa is like we have kort chulavoina. A very, very, very small little particles fell out from this etzem hanishbar. The question is, what's the status of that nishbar etzem? Is it enough just to have basa choifes rubai, or do I say no, this is fatal? I see that the whole bone is falling apart, and maybe that's terrible. It's also the comedy Abaye came in front of Abaye, Shehiya Tulasa Rigli. And Abaye was not willing to paskin. He said, I want to ask all the other Talmid Chachamim, and we're going to ask him during the three regalim. Now, in the times of the Beis Midrash, the three regalim, all the Yidin got together for being Oile Regel. And therefore, I'm going to have all the Talmid Chacham from the ganze Welt, from Poland and from Ingerin and from Galicia and from Africa. Everybody's going to come, and it's Aleph Regen zusammen. But this is already the time of Abaye. The time of Abaye, of course, it's Hameirun. This is hundreds of years later, after the Chorim Beis Mikdash. So what means it's Lasa Rigli? So Rashi says that nevertheless, there's no Beis Mikdash Oile Zuzan. That's exactly what we're asking. What does it mean, the Tlasa Rigli? So one second. So Rashi says Klos Rigli means Lishol Halucha Lachachom Hanesofim L'Regel. The Talmid Chacham get together by the regel. And as we know, there's this concept of Yarchikala. Even nowadays, they talk about the Yarchikala. And Yarchikala was typically 30 days before the Yontiv, where the Talmid Chacham got together and they give drushes about all the Hilchos Yontiv. And probably. Right, and probably there were some mashgichim that were giving shmuz in the gabi the yontif with the inyanim and the tifkeit and the breitkeit and the ganze zachen. Anyway, everybody got together, and that's when Abai was going to ask all of these talmid chacham. That is a beautiful Rashi here. However, there's a Rashi brought in Likute Rashi from Mesechtas Yevomis. Let's see if that Rashi is here too.
Yes,
we have Klos Rigli.
Yeah,
sure. Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay, so we'll read it.
We're going to read it together. What would we do without you? So Rashi in Yevomah says, number one, Tamid Chacham Nikbatzim Lishmoya Drasha Hilchos Pesach BePesach, like we just said, but he then brings Chivas HaGoinim Motzasi Kol Hanach Rigli Damiroi Hainu. It was the Yurtzat of a day of Nechas Hashem, a great Udam Gudel passed away. Every year there would be Mechab in that day. So what Rashi is saying is, we're not talking about Tamir Regulim. We're talking about every day on the Yotzat of this great Gudel, this great Sapoisek Ador, Tzadik Ador, they would get together, and therefore that would be the time that Abayi would ask all the Tamir Chum. But it took 3 years, and we still don't know the answer. By that time, hopefully, the foot was already rectified, it was already kusha. But anyway, so I'm afraid, what's the shot?
Don't we have a year inside that we find out?
So they're good. So Rabbi Yosef is asking a question. If you remember, we had a gemur before that said, a machloikis were the treifa chai or treifa einachai. And the gemur said, even if you hold treifa einachai, but it still lives till 12 months. 12 months. But that's why treifa einachai. If you hold treifa chai, it can even be for 5 years and 10 years.
Eventually,
Rachmun Litzlan, even people die in Achzalang Yun. But that's the way it's Derech Oilam. Yimun Bovabasa says there were only four people that never passed away. Now you're going to ask me who they are. Look it up. You look it up at the end of the first paragraph. Anyway, so the Gemara says over here, so that 3 years and they didn't have an answer. The Bala Behema says, Ichoshen Menishka Gedilt. That means I no longer have patience. I want to know the answer. So Amli Rav Adar Bar Master. Rav Adar Bar Master said to the Bala Behema, Zil Kami Deruva Bereid Rav Yosef Bar Choma. Rashi, by the way, tells us that this is the Rava that you have throughout Shas. Whenever you see Rava, it's Rava, the son of Rav Yosef Bar Choma. Now we know why Rashi says, Rav Adar Bar Master said, you, Bala Behema, go to Rava, and it's not that Rav Adar Bar Master said to Abaye to go to Rava, because Abaye knew Rava very, very well. In fact, they talked together almost every single Umid and Shas. Anyway, why, what is special about Rava, says Rashi, and that's what says the Gemara, the Harifa Sakine, his sakin is very, very sharp. What does that mean, says Rashi, Leiv Pasuach Loi Besvara. The kop zayne is gewaldig, mamisha.
A charif.
A charif and book.
Saying is not the sharpest.
Yeah, Rava was very, very sharp. Rava was very sharp. So we didn't need to go and tell Abai that Rava is very sharp. Abai Rava, after all, we paskin like Rava in every single case except for six cases, Yal Kigam. So we knew that Rava is very sharp. But this Baal Bahaim and Ishkeve is in the Grest Marv.
Why did you tell him right away to go to him?
Vaita is good. Also the Kamei. So he asked him, what's the din? So says now, Rava, Amen, Mechti, Nishba, Etzvi, Yotzel, Chutznan. In the Braise, it really should say Tanya. In the Braise, it said Nishba, Etzvi, Yotzel, Chutz. So what did the Braise say? Just make sure that it has Roiv, Bosar, is Machasa. Mali Nofel, Mali Isay. The Braise does not distinguish between whether some particles of material fell out of the bone. It just simply says, Gabi the bone, as long as it's covered up by Rav Basar, it's kosher. Since the Bryson doesn't make that distinction, we're also not going to make that distinction, and therefore the Behema is kosher, even though some particles are coming out of the bone. Amalei Ravina L'Rava. I have now a bunch of shaylas. Now that we have established Rav as being the Harifa Kisakine, Harifa Sakine, what about the following shaylas? Shayla number one is Mislakit Mahu. We said that you have to have Roiv Basar covering over the etzem.
Yeah.
What happens if it's not roiv basar all in one place? Mm-hmm. You have a bisla here, a bisla there, a bisla here. Can you mitzaref all of them to a shear right? Yeah. That's shayla number one. Misroisis mal. Misroisis means how did the animal break its leg? Could very well be that Nebuch, a larger animal, stepped on its leg by accident. And as a result, it's not only that the bone is broken, but Rashi says the bossa, which is around it, is merudad vikolush. It has been crushed, and it's much more fragile and delicate than it was originally. So it's not the same bossa that it was originally, maybe as a result of the break, then also the bossa got somehow damaged. So the damaged bossa, is that a good insulator to keep this animal kosher, and that the bone will be male arucha, it will heal.
It won't heal, you mean?
That's the shaila. Efreite mislakit mao misroisis mao. What's the din? Is this behema kosher or is it treif? After all, nishbara etzem. Mismas mismao. What's the din mismasis? Rashi says mismasis means that part of the flesh which is around the bone is decaying. It's nirkav. It's rotting. What's the status? Is this a good insulator in terms of that basar or not? Hey, chidam mismasis, can you tell me? Give me an example. You go and bring this animal to the veterinarian, and you said, look, it has a broken etzem, can you put on a cast, can you go and fix it? And he looks at the basar, and he sees the basar is decaying. The first thing he does is he takes a scalpel, and he cuts off all of that decaying basar, and he removes it from the scene. Because that's worthless anyway, so gunish helfen. So the first thing he does is scrapes it off, and throws it out. Oh, that's the shayla mismasbeis. If the basar is so badly decayed that a roifa would go and cut it off, that's my shayla, whether or not it can protect the shever ho'etzim. Ibayilhu nocha shayla. Nikiv mahu. Einachana mitake is the etzem, the shever, is taka covered by roif, but smack in the middle there happens to be a hole, and you'll be able to look in through that hole in the basar to the etzem. So it's taka covered over nicely by 51%, 60%, 80% by the basar, but there's a hole smack in the middle. Does that go and spoil the situation? Rashi says that Nikiv is referring to that nothing is missing. It's just that there's a hole. There's no chisoret. Now the Bach changes the gears he has, you'll see. He switches Niklaf and Nistak and makes it in reverse. The Nikiv, of course, is a hole. Nistak means that there's a crack. Not that there was a hole, there was a crack there in the buster. The buster is covering the etzem, but there's a crack. Or Niklaf Mao. Niklaf Mao means that it was peeled off. Now, where was it peeled off? We're going to see in the Gemara momentarily that you can look upon the buster on top of the etzem as if there are three layers. The bottom layer, layer number three, was no longer touching the etzem. Maybe because of the break. Maybe not because of the break, but it's no longer attached to it. It's covering it. Is that enough to be choifes rubai to say that it's kosher? Sugti Gemara. I have shayla number four. What's the shayla number four? Nitl shlish hatachtoin mahu. What means nitl shlish hatachtoin? So Rashi says this is like with an imtim tzolaim. Imtim tzolaim, if you're going to go and tell me, then niklav, even though it is no longer attached to the bone. But it's there. All three layers are there. It's just that it's no longer attached, it's not oduk, and it's just hovering over the bone. If you're going to go and paskin that that's kosher because it's choifes rubai, what happens if nitl shlisha tachtei? That bottom third layer, in fact, was removed. It dissolved, it decayed. Sinishdu. You only have the two upper layers of basar. Now, is that enough when we say that basar choifes rubai? Does it have to be ala dry layers? Or is it enough just to be just the upper two layers, even if you're missing a bottom layer? So now we understand why the Bach changes around the girsa, because Nikiv and Niklaf are the same genre. Nikiv is talking about there's a hole, Niklaf that there is a cut, there is and Niktas, Nistak. Nistak means that there's a crack. So first we talk about a hole and then a crack. And then we talk about Niklaf. What happens if the third layer is Niklaf? It's no longer attached. It's like peeled from the bottom. But all three layers are there. It's just not attached to the bone. And if you're going to go and say, that doesn't make a difference. You're attached. Nisht attached. What's the shaila is, what happens if that third layer is not there at all? You only have the two upper layers. Is that sufficient to be basar choyfe es rubai? Is toshimad yom ula amar b'yoychanan. Oir hariyu ke basar. That even oir, even the outside skin is also like basar. So Timura, the skin helps out. So then, And the Gemara, if you hold it, how do you kibasa? You don't even need the basa. The or on its own does a good trick. So then certainly, if you have two layers out of the three layers of banda, that's going to be enough. So what's your shayla? Or is like basar. So then the basar that is there, even though the third basar is missing the third layer, but you have up to two layers. It's no worse and no less than having the or there, which is a good plug for this shevara etzem. And for the manishkarai. Maybe we're talking about, says Rashi, that part of the bone had on it flesh, but the bottom or the top of the bone was not a fleshy part of the bone, it was just the bone, the raw bone itself. That's how this bone was created in the body of the animal. 90% of the bone had flesh on it, and part of it didn't. Just like if you eat, any of you have ever eaten a pulka from chicken, probably none of you have, but if you ever saw a pulka of chicken, you'll notice that 80% of it is full of chicken, but the bottom doesn't have any basar on it. That doesn't mean that it's a treif, it doesn't mean that it's a terrible. That's the way Kodesh Baruch Hu created the pulka. Okay, so the same thing over here. If you have a bone where the bottom of the bone has no flesh, but it does have its oil, it has its mashka, it has its covering, so that, and it got broken over there on the bottom of the bone, so there's no basar to be choifa, but the oil, the outside skin is choifa, that's enough. So therefore, the Gemara's answering is, don't bring me a raya from the or hari kabasa. We're not talking about that the or is in place of the basar, where there would normally be basar on the bone. It could be that or would be worthless, that you need your three layers of basar, and mit or un or, if you don't have your three layers of basar, it's going to be treif. We said or hari kabasa, that's referring to that part of the bone that doesn't have basar. Says the Gemara, that as long as you have the original or, that will hold it in place. It'll be mala rucha, and the ana will be kosher.
Not learning the order you learn niklas. Usually, think you're talking about the or.
Well, that's not what I should.
Here, Rashi says a busa.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I'm like that.
I don't have it now.
You're right. You're right.
If the or is there, but if the or is still there, how do you see what's going on? But he doesn't even see it.
The more in the Havamina learned that the or and the basar together hold the bone in place. So you more ask. So even if some of the basar is missing, but I still have that or on top. So you more, we're not talking about or on top of basar. We're talking about or on top of bone where there is no basar whatsoever, because that's how the bone grew in the first place. The bottom of the bone has no basar on top, it only has that or. So the more about Omer Ravashi, Ki Avinu Be'er HaPapi, when I was learning this medrash Be'er HaPapi, Boyulan, Etin Zkefreit. Niktar kemin tabas mal. What happens on the bone where you have the shever? There is a patch made out of the basar, meaning that a room, this patch, there was a cut in the basar, so the basar was not totally intact from beginning to end, but rather where the shever was, there was, Rashi said, niktar, it was cut out like an ugel. Ugel means like a circle. And that circle was on top of the shever, taka was there. However, it was not connected to the rest of the basar. It was just kind of a patch in the middle. Around it, it was like an island, nothing attached to the rest of the basar. And then you had the other basar on the bone. The question is it sufficient? The real shaila is, are the two going to merge together eventually to be choyfe es rubai, or do you say no? This patch is on its own, and it eventually it's going to fall off. And the
patch, how large?
Yeah. Okay. So that's the shaila. The boy line. Nikter kemin tabas mal. It's like a ring, which means like a circle patch in the middle. Upashtonim yehodi amr reviu namarav. Davis she'shalti lechom leroyf. And they asked the chom and the doctors. The amru misar to be etzem umal arucha. I have an eitzer. When you have such as a shtikla basar in the middle, and then you have basar a room with a in between, it's empty space, it's like a hole. What you should do is go and be mesarta. Mesarta means go and scratch it and rub it with the fracture of an etzem of a bone, another bone, not this bone. This bone is you have to keep it in place, and that's going to go and cause the surrounding basar to bleed. Blood will come a room. It's eventually going to turn into a scab, and that scab will then merge the two together, the outside basar and the basar which is on that patch, which is smack there in the middle. That'll be good. Have a parzla, but don't do it with barzel. Barzel means with a metal instrument, because mizarev zarev, says Rashi, that will also do a good job in cutting, and the blood will come out, but it's very, very ko'ev, or machiv hamaka. It's going to cause the maka of Nebuchadnezzar to brochen a bindle. It's going to really be painful now. And the animal, chas v'shalom, could die because of the pain, and that is just going to infuriate and irritate and agitate the story. So therefore, be mesar to be'etzem, that will be malarucha, that's a good remedy, but don't use bas. Amra, papa v'hu dekona garma didei. This is dafka when we see that the rest of the basar is doing a good job, that it, in fact it's nicely attached to the etzem, so therefore to the bone. So therefore we can assume that in fact as a result of that blood it's going to become a scab, it'll merge, it'll cover it up, that's dafka, very good. But if the rest of the basar is not firmly attached to the bone, nishgit, it's not going to be malarucha, and the animal will be a kreifa. On to the next mishnah, look at the mishnah.
So you see that the whole letter is on tzmala arucha.
Exactly, that it can heal.
It can heal.
It can have a refuge.
That it's not better because it's going to heal.
Mal arucha means that it's going to heal.
It will get better.
Zok yimor avayit, zok the Mishnah. Hashoyich edes abahim umatze bah shilya. Shilya is, in the fancy term, amniotic sac. Amniotic sac is where... I don't know if the two are the same or not. You look it up. Azoishtait in the Heilige Art Scroll, amniotic sac. That's where, lahavdu by a woman, the baby is originally in that sac. And then you'll hear, before the baby is born, oh, the water broke. The water broke in that sac. There was a puncture. You better be in the hospital very quickly. Exactly, the water broke. So lahavdu, you have the same thing. It also has such a sac in which the vlad was originally. So now I open up a behemah, I shechted it, and I look in the insides and I find that there is a shilya over there, such a sack. Normally most people would not eat it because it's not really ro'uy la'achila. They would go and throw it into the waste bin. Yeah. However, nefesh ayof is somebody who's not squeamish, someone who eats, you know, virtually everything. Hevil esen gizim tait. If you want to eat it, it's not that it's not kosher, it's just not normally edible. You don't normally look upon it as being an edible part of the body. The eina metama loitumas oichem loitumas the veilas. Because of the fact that it's... Sorry? Yeah, exactly. A person who's not finicky, not an istanis. Good. Continuing on. The word mefinik in Gemara Lushan and finicky in English are similar words, mefinik and finicky. So my father's Chayim Vrucho was an etymologist. He was very good with languages. He would say, yeah, mefinik and mefinik are related. But anyway, let's go back to it. This shilya is not metama timas oichlin, meaning what happens if a nevela or a dead sheretz were to touch it, it is not mekabel tuma. Why is it not mekabel tuma? Because it's not an oichel. Just like a stone or a piece of wood is not mekabel tuma. If it's not a kli, it's not mekabel tuma. This nishkan oichel, not mekabel tuma. V'loy timas nevelas. If this animal were not geshochten, but rather the animal would have died a natural death, and what happens is we find the shilya inside the animal, it would not have a din nevela to be metama others because it's not considered to be a real part of the animal. It's considered to be almost like waste inside the animal, and so therefore, punish. However, chishav aleha, what happens if he had a machshuva, I want to eat it, and in fact he cooks it, and he puts on all types of seasonings and everything, so then he's machshavit, the machshuva, then it's metama tumas oichel, now he gets the status of an oichel, and therefore is metami tumas oichel, avalei tumas nevelas, because says Rashi, to make an oichel into an oichel, if you've decided I'm going to eat it, and then you take your fork and knife, and you eat it, then it's an oichel, that's his machshuva. But you cannot go and transform waste into basa. Dusan nishka flesh. And the only part of the animal that is metame tumas nevela is the basar animal. The oyer is not metame, and not the klofayim, and not the karnayim, and all the other things. So therefore, I cannot, with my machshava, turn this into basa.
So what's metame? Only the...
It's only metame tumas oichel. Tumas oichel means it can receive tumas. But it's not metame tumas nevela. If this animal died, and this shilya touches you, me, anybody else, it's not metame tumas nevela. Continue with the Mishnah. Shul yishiyotze miktos. What happens if part of the shul... We have to finish. The oil gets very nervous if we don't finish.
Shmita is not for anyways.
I'm tired of you did. If this animal did not have a shchita, but it died. D-I-E-D. It died. The whole animal is nevela. What about the shul inside? Says the Mishnah, it is not metame tumas nevelas, even if you swear, and even if you stand on your head, and even... and you say, I want to go and eat this, and I love this, and this is the best part of the animal. It's not metame tumas avelis, even though chishiv olea. Let's continue on. Halfway down the Mishnah. Shulya. That's the beginning. Hashoichedes abahim. This part is talking about the animal died, because the animal was geshochten, you would never have a tumas nevela by a geshochten animal. That's what he was asking. Yes. That's what we answered. But I'll be happy to answer it a third time. This part of the Mishnah is talking about the animal died. D-I-E-D. It was not geshochten. Is it metame tumas nevelis? And the answer is no. But the rest of the animal is. But this heisnishka basar, this is just, if you want, like waste material. Exactly.
Oh.
Zok Mishnah Vaita. What happens if part of...
Vaita,
exactly, Brother Shai. Shulya shiyatsa mitzasa. Part of the shulya is sticking out from the animal. Now what's the din? Asura ba'achila. You're not allowed to eat it. Now, not only are we talking about that part which is sticking out, but even this part which is remaining inside the animal, you're not allowed to eat. Now, this is talking about lamusha, like we had in the previous Mishnahs. Behema makasha leilet, part of it is sticking out, you go and shech the animal. As we saw in the beginning of the perek, the aver which is sticking out is aser, machloik is rab and rabbi yochanan, we pass them like rab, right, tiyufta de'ula tiyufta, and therefore that aver always remains aser. But it's only the aver which is sticking out. Our Mishnah is telling you that part of the shulya is sticking out, the whole shulya is also, even the shulya which is remaining inside the mami. When you shecht it, you find 80% of the shulya still remaining inside, the whole thing is also. Why is the whole thing also? So it says the Rashi, and this is the Gemara says this a few times, that ein shulya bloy vlad. Even though I look into the shulya, it looks like it's empty, but very possibly there was a vlad there previously, because that's what the amniotic sac is for. And even though I don't see it, it's because it dissolved. Over time, it disintegrated, dissolved, and that's why you don't see it. But there could have been the roish of the vlad in this small portion that came out. Is harihu ki yolud? The whole din of ben pekua is only if you have what's inside the mami's stomach. But if the head came out, or the roif came out, then it's kiyolid, it's as if it's already born, and you don't have the benefit of the ben pekua shchita. So therefore, the shulya shiyatsa mitzvah, even though only part came out, I'm afraid in that part was the head. I don't see the head. That's because it dissolved and disintegrated, decayed. Asur b'chili and I'll eat the entire shulya, even the part that's inside. Simen vlad be'ishav, simen vlad be'behema, this din of shulya with the vlad inside and all that, that applies across the board, side gabi isha, and lahavdal gabi behema. Next case, some of Akeris, you have a behemoth that's about to give birth to its first child, a b'chor. What are you going to do with the b'chor? You have to give it to the kohen. But instead of a vlad coming out, a shilya came out. What do I do with the shilya? Does it have that kedushas b'chor? Because maybe there happens to be the inside, the roish of the Bechor, and so therefore it has now Kedushas Bechor, and even though you don't see the Roish inside the Shulya, we already said that it dissolved. No. Yashlechena leklovim. Why can you throw it into the klovim? Says Rashi. Because you have a Svek Sveka. What's a Svek Sveka? Number one, you think that this was a Zohar, because the din of Bechor, Peterechim, is only by a Zohar, not by Nekeva. But it's at least a 50-50 chance that it was a Zohar or Nekeva. That's number one. Number two, we're going to see on the Gemara in the Amud Beis, even though this is very rare, but it could be that the behema inside, the vlad inside, was a nidme. Nidme means it was a mutant, not a mutant like that we saw a kluto or a behema tmeya, but this was originally Mr. and Mrs. Sheep, and instead of having a lamb, they gave birth to what looks like a goat. So that's called a nidme. True, very, very rare, but the halacha is a nidme cannot be a bechor. So therefore I have a sveka, because I can't look at the animal anymore because it dissolved and disintegrated. So therefore, yashlechena klavim, yes, throw it to the dogs. However, that's only by... Klut is talking about that the feet are merged.
I'm sorry.
No problem. Mekdoshim, what happens if you're talking about not a bechor? You're talking about a mushal, a karb, and shlomim, where shlomim can be sai, a zucha, and a keva. And here we're talking about that it's in the keva. And what happened was that hepila shulya, the shulya started coming out, then that shulya you have to tikover. That you have to go and bury. Why do you have to go and bury? Because you don't have a sveka over here. You don't have a svek sveka. Because if that shulya had in a vlad, sai if the vlad was a zucher, sai if the vlad was in a keva, it's roy to be brought for a carbon. So it has kedushas carbon, therefore tikover, and you have to go and bury it. You can't throw it to the club.
I need the.
There's only one sufik, you know, you have to have a sveksvik. Now it says in Mishta at the end.
Against the Rav, because Rav children are not Nidba.
Yeah, Vad. It's only one, it's a Mir King Rav. Fine, right. Now when you're going to bury it, Ein Koivan Oisib Roshes Derochim. Don't go and bury it there in the middle of a junction where you have all types of cars and horses and wagons going back and forth. Then turn an Oisa Be'ilan and also don't hang it from a tree. Why? Nishal's Kuvan Mess, we're talking about a Neif, we're talking about a Shilya, we're not even talking about a Shilya. Darku Emoiri. This was the Darku Emoiri. The Darku Emoiri, they had this minig, and the reason why they had this minig, because they felt that if you're going to bury this Shilya in this funny way, then that's a skula that the next child will have a Rikas Yom Vishuna. So that's the reason that it won't, that the mami animal will not be matil. But because this is all their superstition, you have the Isra of Leisanachshu, you have Leisase Kemaseyim, don't go like the Goyim do with their Menhok. Okay, Zuki Moria. Menoni Mili, what's the Mokor of our Mishnah? That we're saying that the Shulia inside you're allowed to eat. It's not part of the animal. The Torah of one of our Shulia, Kol Babahema Techelu, I learned Kol Babahema, the Rabbis of Shulia, even though Mitzat Atzmoy, it's really not an oichel, but it's inside the animal, kol ba'behema, anything inside the ema, techele can says. Yuchla fili yotzu miktosa, I would think even if part of it came out, tamaloyim, it says in the pasuk, oisa techele, oisa, oisa v'loy shul yosa, only it and not it shulia. What does it mean, not it shulia?
Just said the rabbi shulia.
Oh, mechte ein shulia b'loy vlad, lom likra. So the first part of the pasuk was talking about the entire shulia was inside. Kol ba'behema techel. Rabbi says shulia. Yochal fili yotza mitzosa. 10%, 20% came out. Maybe that's also included in the kol ba'behema techel. No. Oisa. Only it itself, meaning the behema and the vlad and all the organs and all everything. But not the shulia. That's oisa v'loi shulias. Reiti mar mechtei en shulia b'loi vlad. Lom likra. I don't need a pasuk to go and tell you that you cannot eat the Shilya Shiyatza Mitzasa, because since I assumed that there was a Vlad in there, and that Vlad is Kiyolud Domi, if it's Kiyolud Domi, of course, the Mami Shchita is not going to help for that Vlad. And for the Gemara, you're right. Kroas Machtuba Almaitaka, don't need the Oisa. It's not an Asmachta. The real reason why you can't eat that Mitzah Shilya that's sticking out, because I'm afraid that there was the Roish of the Vlad in it. It's Kiyolud Domi, and therefore the whole Shilya now is no longer permissible to be eaten. Right. The Eino Mitama, it's not Mitama. So now, Boyer of Yitzchak Banafcha, Or Chamor Shisholku, Mahu. Normally, an Or of any animal does not have a Cheshivas of Basar, and therefore not a Cheshivas of Oichel. Normal person doesn't eat the Or of a animal, especially an Or Chamor. So what's the din? If Sholku, that you went and cooked it, and cooked it, and cooked it again. Sholku means you cooked it many, many times, for many hours, not for 5 minutes, for 5 hours, for 10 hours. Mahu. Does it now get the status like an oichel, and therefore it's mekabel tuma, and if it's in the vela, after all, a behemoth tuma is always going to be in the vela, do you say that it can also emit tuma? Freitimor, lemai, what is your shay? Either tumas ochlin means that it's mekabel tuma from a dead nevela or from a dead sheretz and all the rest. That's what your concern is, that since you've cooked it so much, it's like an oichel, now it can be mekabel tuma. If that's the case, Tanina Chadaka Befedush a Brisa that the Gemara is going to bring on the Amud Beis. Elamai Ilatumas Nevelis. The Shaila that you're asking is that now that you've cooked up this Or Chamor so many times, do you say that it has a status like Basar that it emits Tumah like an Avela? Tanina of the Mabach Ocha Brisa. So what's your Shaila? What are the two Brises? So tomorrow, Tumas Oichon Tesan, you state in the Brisa. Ha'or. Vahashulio. Tumat Or. And our Shulio Var Mishnah. Ein Metamin Tumas Oichon. Okay, that's simple. But let's continue on. Or Shisholku, that's our Shaila, that you cooked it for 10 hours. Vashulia Shechisha Valel, they are Metamin Tumas Oichlin. So I see very clearly, if your Shaila is the Gabi Tumas Oichlin, Or Shisholku is Metamin Tumas Oichlin. What's the second Brisa? Tumas Nevelis Nami Tanina. Says the Pusik, Konagia Binevlusa, Yitmara Ura, Binevlusa. Zuk the Brisa. Only Nevela means the Bosser. V'loi ba'or, not the skin. V'loi ba'tzomis, and not the bones. V'loi begin, and not the sinews and the tendons. V'loi ba'kanayim, and not the horns. V'loi ba'klafayim, and not the hooves. Only the basar is matame. It says v'loy ba'ar. The Yom Rabba Bechana, loy nitzricha. This is such a dover poshut. I don't even know why the Brice is talking about it. Loy nitzricha muzach zayin l'sha son tzike kedera. That not that you just left it like it was, but you took the or the atzamas or the gidin and you put it into a nice pot and you added to it all types of seasonings, paprika, mit onion powder and garlic powder and ale gutte zachin. Even then, says the Brice, it does not metame tumas nevelis. Oh, so Ibazoi, I have now two brises directly on point. The Gabi Tumas Ochlin, we said that if you cook it and you cook it and you cook it, it's metame tumas Ochlin. The second brise, the Gabi Tumas Nevelis, even if you cook it mit ala tziki kedera, mit ala mina seasonings, it's not metame. So what was the shayla being among the Omer Aleph? Where Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nafcha asked, or chamor shesholku, chadach befeidish, a brises on both points.
That's what? That sholku, that's what?
We asked on the Umid Aleph, do you say the Or Chamar Shesholku is Metamit Tumas Oichlin? Why are you asking? Yitzchak Bar Nafcha, you know this Braisa. You know that if it was Sholku, what's the din for Shtaitin Braisa, Sholku? Zat Moichel. Third line of the Gemara. Or Shesholku? So do we have a clear psak on that? Good. If your Shaila was going to be Tumas Nevelis, what does it say in the Braisa? Omer Abba Bechana, even if you cooked it, tziki kedera, what's the din? It's not metame tumas neveda. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nafcha, what was your shayla? Chaduch tzvai braises. Amvid di gemara, ha'oilam tumas ochlin. The shayla is tabi tumas ochlin. But you said that or shesholku, it is metame tumas ochlin. That's gabi an or of a normal behema. You're talking about a bokar v'tzoy. V'shani or chamor demor. It is so repulsive, or chamor. Even if you cooked it for 3 days and now it's nice and soft and light, what would you? Oh, I'd like to eat from that or chamar. I'll go and chamar or chamar. And person runs away. And he said, I don't want to even be in the oil together mitaza or chamar. So therefore, even if you cooked it 12 hours, it could be that it's not mitamet tumas oichlin. That's why he asked the shaila, is it mitamet tumas oichlin or not? Even though I have or shesholku is mitame, but that's or of a behema like bok of a tzai. But chamor, it stinks the chamor. So there, my shayla still remains. So what's the answer? It's an iboyah, the lay ifshita, the gemara was not poishah the shal. And we continue on. Shil yeshiyotza. If Yon Yot is intact, Mordechai, Zaykevich. So part of the shilya is sticking out. We said you're not allowed to eat any of the shilya. Why can't you eat any of the shilya? Because maybe the part that's sticking out had the roish in it. Yeah. It's ki yoludami. It's as if it was already born. So the mother's shchita is not going to help it anymore because it's already out of the mother. It's already kiyolid. Amr Rabbi Luz Leishanu, Elisha ein ima vlad. Avyesh ima vlad, ein choshin vlad acher. This shilya, we keep on talking about that maybe there was a vlad inside and the roish of vlad, and therefore maybe it was already born. What happens if besides the shilya, inside the behema, there's still a vlad over there? No, obviously the vlad was not born. I see the vlad still inside the mommy.
Maybe there were twins.
Oh, that's the shayt. Amr blaz lo yishal sheni ma vlad. That's only if there is no other vlad. Av yesh ima vlad, if there is another vlad, there's a vlad inside the mommy. Ein choshel vladach. I'm not worried that there were twins over here. Siamese twins, Nishka twins. I'm not worried. I assume that there was only one animal, and that animal is the one inside the behema, and therefore this shilya that's sticking outside, you could eat it after all. Not the part that's outside, but the part which is inside, because it cannot be that it gave birth, it was a roish of vlad. The vlad is a chdor. I can make a picture and send it viral, and to 10 billion people have nothing to do, they're going to look at it. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Nein Se Nishta Zoy. Bein Ein Im Vlad. Bein Yesh Im Vlad. Choshen Levlad Acher. Maybe there were twins. Exactly like you just said. And therefore, you vaita, if part of the shilya is sticking out, you cannot eat that shilya, because we were afraid there was a vlad inside. It's kiyolu dummy, and you don't have a ben pakua situation. You don't have the benefit of the shchita. So, hey. Frank Timar Aini, v'om Reb Yirmi lechumra, om Reb Luza. We just finished off the machlokes Reb Luza and Reb Yochanan, and Reb Luza lechay was the mekel, and he said, yesh ima vlad, ein choshin vlad. You don't have to worry, and you can eat the shilia. Reb Yochanan said, no. Maybe there was a vlad achim. Maybe there was a twin. So how did Reb Yirmi say that we have a Kabbalah that Reb Lazar lechumra amra, the way we just discussed and explained the machlokes, he's totally lekula. Eliyat mar hachiyat mar. We have to switch it around. not mamish v'nehapachu, but you'll see Amar Ablaza leishanu. That's what we said in the Mishnah, that shilya, that yotza mitzasa, you're not allowed to eat. Elish ena kshura b'vlad, that shilya is not tied with like an umbilical cord to the vlad inside. Avakshura b'vlad, if it is attached with such a cord to the vlad inside, en choshel v'adach, then it's crystal clear that this vlad and this shilya go together, and there was no second vlad and second shilya or anything else. It was only one vlad. So therefore, Rav Luza says, only if kshura b'vlad. When do we say in the Mishnah that the shilya miktsasa is osur to eat if it's not kshura b'vlad? The shilya came out, part of it. Afterwards, we open up the behema, and we see the shilya is not attached to this vlad. Ooh, that being the case, could be that there was a roish havlad that went out, it was kiyolid. Don't eat the shilya esses nish. But if it was kshura b'vlad, then it's obviously from this vlad. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, no. Onu ein lanu el shilya beloy vlad. If there's no vlad at all, avyesh im vlad. If there is a vlad inside the animal, ben kshura b'vlad, ben ein kshura b'vlad, ein choishin le vlad acher. I'm not choishish for another vlad. I assume that this shilya belongs to this vlad. So therefore, when the shilya came out, miktsasa, not a roish came out, and not a vlad came out. It was just an empty sack that came out. So then, therefore, you'd be allowed to go and eat it, no problem. So now, in this case, who is the maker and who is the machmir? Reb Loza is the one that's machmir. Reb Loza says the only time leishana leshaena kshur b'vlad, but it's kosher b'vlad. Ein choshen v'vlad acher. I'm not choshen v'vlad acher. But by the case of ena kshura, then I am choshish. I'm afraid. Even though there's a vlad inside, maybe there was a second vlad, and that second vlad, the head was dissolved and disintegrated inside that shilya, that yotza mitzos, and you're not allowed to eat it. But says Rabbi Yochanan, come on, it doesn't make a difference whether yesh kshura b'vlad, en kshura b'vlad. I'm never choishish l'vlad acher. As long as I see that there's another vlad, I'm not choishish. Yeah. So I see that Rabbi Loza is the machmir. Behind the Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, l'chuma Omer Rabbi Loza. Anyway, so Luza made a distinction between kshura vlad and ein kshura vlad. Tanya kavas Reb Luza, I'll bring you a raya from a braisa to Luza. This is one of these strange cases that we've had before in the Gemara. Hamapelis min behema chaya v'oif v'shulya imohen v'zman shekshura behen ein choshen levlad acher ein kshura behen arimait matalea choy mishnei vlades. This is no longer talking about a behema, now we're talking about a woman. A woman that unfortunately was mapil. And when we saw the miscarriage, we said, oh, look at this miscarriage. This is a mutant. It's not even a normal baby. It looks like a behema chai v'oit. So people have asked, can this really happen? I don't know if it can happen. I don't know if it ever happened in history. But if it were to happen theoretically, so it's mapil, the mommy is mapil of min behema chai v'oit.
Where the baby here? Who was
that? That was Mrs. Gnendel Smith. Mrs. Gnendel Smith was pregnant for the last 6 months, and unfortunately she told her husband, it doesn't feel good. We go to the hospital, and she was mapil. She had a miscarriage. And then we saw in the hospital, it didn't even look like a human baby. The nafel looked like min behema chai v'oit. And together with it was a shilya. So vushteit on the braisa. So now, Rashi immediately points out, we had a machloikis earlier about this halacha, about being mapal min behema chai v'oif, but we paskin like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said that kol she'ein boi tsuras adam einoi vlad. It's not a vlad. And therefore, what nafke min it doesn't make, that the woman does not have to worry about 7 and 33 or 14 and 66 days of yimei tuma v'toyah. Right? It's not a vlad. You don't have to worry about it. Mapal min behema chai v'oif. But there's a shulya imohen. There's a shulya too. Maybe in that shulya there was another vlad. Maybe this was a twin. And that twin was not a Siamese twin. This was a normal, regular child,
a human
baby.
A human being.
In the tzura of a human being. What's it? This magic shulya behen ain't choshen vlad acher. As long as this shulya is attached to the behem achayv oif, it's obvious that the behema chai v'oif came from this shilya. Yeah. So then you don't have to worry about that there's another vlad. Ein kosher vlad acher. But ein kosher ben, if it's not kosher, maybe taka there was another vlad inside that shilya, and that child dissolved, and therefore the mommy does have to go and sit yimei tum and yimei tar. says the Braisa, Hareni Matal Alea Choymish Nevelodis. I'm going to put the Chumra on her of two velodis. What means Chumra of two velodis? First of all, she's going to have 14 days of Tumah. Not from the Behem Chayv Oif, but from that dissolved embryo fetus that was inside the Shilya. So therefore, I'm going to have to wait 2 weeks, like as if it was in a keva, 2 weeks. But what happens after 2 weeks? Then you get the benefit of 66 days. Or if it's a zuchah, at least you get 33 days of tahara. Here you're not going to get any tahara days, because maybe in fact the shilya did not have a vlad, but rather this shilya was the shilya of the behema chayv oif. And therefore, she doesn't get any metoyar, because on min behema chayv oif, it's not considered to be a vlad min hatoyra, so you don't get the benefit of the yemei tahara. So that's what the Gemara means. She's going to have 14 days of Yemei Toma, but it's not followed up with any Yemei Tahara, because maybe she didn't have a Vlad at all. She just had a Behem Chayav Oif. For that, you don't get the benefit of Yemei Tahara. Zok the Gemara, what's the reason for the Chaymish Nei Vladis? Shani Oimer, Shemenimuch Shpir Shel Shilya, and Shemenimuch Shli also Shel Shpir. What does that mean? The reason why I'm choshed that maybe there's a Vlad inside, or there was a Vlad inside that Shilya, because I see there's a Shilya, and I see the Behem Chayv Oif. Zok Yimara, why don't I automatically assume that the Behem Chayv Oif came from this Shilya? Says Yimara, because I'm Machme. Shani Oime, Shema Nimuch Shvir Shul Shilya. The Shilya, which I do find, maybe the Shvir means the baby, the Vlad that was in that Shilya, that disintegrated, that's why I don't see it anymore. And Fakert, Shema Nimuch Shulyasi Shul Shvir. Maybe of these three, the Behem Chayv Oif, where is its Shilya? Maybe that Shilya was Nimucha. So originally there were twins inside. One looked like Behem Chayv Oif. The other one looked like a regular baby. I only find one Shilya. So I don't know whether the Shilya applies to the baby, and I don't know whether the Shilya applies to the Behem Chayv Oif. If I know for sure it's Behem Chayv Oif, how do I know that? Bizman Shekshura Behen. If it's tied to them, I don't have to worry. Ein Chosh Levlad Acher, she's off the hook. No Yemei Tumah, no Yemei Tahara. She goes back to living her normal life. However, Ein Kshura Behen, I have to be noivis. Maybe there was a separate baby in that Shilya, maybe there wasn't. Aye, so how come I don't find two Shilyas? Because maybe the Shilya of the Behem Chayv Oif, that disintegrated and dissolved. Aye, how come in this Shilya I don't find any baby? Because maybe the baby dissolved. So therefore you have the Chumash Nevladis. The point of the Gemara is, just like Reb Lazar made a distinction between Kshura Bevlad and Ein Kshura Bevlad, the Braisa makes that same distinction, not by behemis, but lahavda legabe, a human being, kshura behen or ein kshura behen. Right, it says in the Mishnah, mavakeru shehipila. What can you do? You can go and take the shilya and you can throw it to the dogs. How can you throw it to the dogs? Maybe it's a bechor, has kedushas bechor. My time, amrat ikub reider of ami, because you have a svek svek. Number one, roi behemis yoldos dover hakodesh bevachayra. 99% of the mami behemis give birth to a behemoth that's ra'ui to have kedushas b'char, but miut yoldei stavish ain't a kedush b'char. But amul, one in a million, sometimes it's not ra'ui kedushas b'char. Well, what do you mean it's not ra'ui? Well, my new nidme. Nidme means, although it's another kosher animal, but it does not look like the tati and the mami of this animal. We had a chippah, the condition of Mr. and Mrs. Sheep, and now, 5 months later, Baruch Hashem, she's giving birth. I'm assuming that it's going to look like a nice little shepsela, a nice little lamb. And it turns out it doesn't look like a lamb, it looks like a goat, like a tzik. Anyway, how can this be? It's called a nidme, and it does not get kedushas b'char. Nidme, it looks like a dimyon, doimeh.
I mean, about a dimyon.
It's about dimyon, exactly. Now, if you think that this ever happened, maybe you also have dimyonis. I don't know if it ever happened, but at least theoretically, were it to occur. Anyway, it does not get kedushas b'char. Now, is this a likely suffix? No, but it's a chance. And mechal yoldas, yoldas, mechzen schoon, and mechzen akevis. That's across the board. If you go over a year, you take a statistic, 50% schoonim, 50% akevis. Akeva is not kedushas b'char. Says moich miuta the nidma lemechza the akevis. You have like a svek sveka. Add the miut of nidma to mechza the akevis. So now it's already 51%. Bavle schoonim miuta, and that's why you're allowed to go and throw the shilya to the dogs, and you assume it does not have kedushas b'char. But that's only by b'char. Or mikdashim, if you're talking about kudushim tikover, what's kudushim like a shlomim, and you find a shilya which is sticking out. You don't have the you don't have the chotzi nekeve chotzi zocher, because either way it's going to have kedusha as carbon. My time of ruba bar mikdashu, because roiv is roiv for kedusha. Here you're right; it might be a nidmet, but that's only one suffix. The other suffix is nishtu, because shlom can be both a zocher and a kevah. And finally, the Mishnah said you have to be koiver it, but don't be koiver either in parashas drachim, and don't hang it up from a tree. What's the reason why, said the Mishnah? Because this was darke ho emoyri. Abai v'rabbi the Amar Tabai, kol dobe sheyesh berefua, ein bei mishum darke emoyri, ein bei refua yesh mishum darke emoyri. This thing of darke emoyri is if it's only total superstition. There is no medical case for it. But if there is a medical case that can justify it, even though the emoyrim say, yo, machazoy, skula, makes no difference. If the doctors say this works, so Rashi says, three lines from the bottom, yesh mem reshum refua, ki goy mashke, oy sam, oy lacha, shaloycha shalamaka, those types of things that the doctor says, yes, we went to medical school, if you go and give this particular mashke, if you do this particular sam, even a lachash, if this is a proven lachash that works, it's yesh mem reshum refua. If there isn't, then it's also nidmes, not dimyonis. But anyway, it says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, if you have a proven medical remedy, even though this is all to dark and moiri, this is the way they do their superstitious stuff, you're allowed to use that davash yesh berefua. But ein berefua, if there is no medical context to it, but rather, like our Mishnah said, that you go and bury it b'proshes drachim, you take the shilya b'proshes drachim, you have nothing to worry about. In 6 months from now, 9 months from now, this behemoth is going to give birth to a full-fledged term baby. This was an accident, but you bury in precious drachim. It's on Polish drachim. It's on the behemoth. It's on there like a skiller lehavdul, which is from Darke Moiri. No good. Same thing if you hang it from the tree. It's a nichush. It's a superstitious thing. So ain by the fool yesh from Darke Moiri. Frankly, more batanya. I have a brisa. Elon shemesha peroisav. I have a tree in my garden, in my orchard, and this tree, unfortunately, is so zaftik. There's so much vitality, so much gishmak in the tree, that while all other trees wait one more month until their fruits are ripe, and then you can harvest them, this tree, even a month before all the other trees, the fruit ripen, and they fall to the ground, and they all get nimis, and I come out to the garden and say, Nochamu, this tree, which is such a wonderful, vital tree, guess what? All the fruit come off early because of that vitality in the tree, and boom, they become nimis on the ground, and there's no market, and I lose it. Ah, what can he do to go and save the tree for future profits and future fruit? Soikr sikha, first thing he can do is smear it with such like a red paint. But Tianabi Avam, and he can also go and put stones hanging on the branches of the tree. From now on, it will not go and produce unripened fruits. So, very much how? Mishlam etian ba'avonim. That I understand. That's like yesh b'refuah. Ki heichi the nikchosh chele. This is going to weaken the tree. If they have to hold up these avonim, it's going to take away from the minerals and the nutrients and therefore the fruits are going to grow now normally, and they won't be pre-ripened and premature. Oh, and the seikum sikra amai. What's the reason for Soikra B'sikra? So this sounds like it's superstitious. Just because, number 10. So Freyti Mora, Soikra B'sikra, Amai, this helped us also in Masechtas Megillah when it talks about Stam. And also Masechtas Menuchas talks about Stam. You can use Dioi, and you can also use Sikra for the writing your letters.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ela Soikra B'sikra Amai. So L'choira, this sounds like, says the Gemara, a dark yom moira that's aimed by refuah. I mean, just smearing it with red, then it's going to stop going and producing unripened fruits. And the reason is people are going to go and pass on the street, or they're going to pass by this person's orchard, and they're going to say, "Hey, how come that has red? What happened? Why did he?" Oh, because it's ilan shemesha peroisa. I feel so bad for Yankov. Every year, one of his trees, all of those fruit go lehev v'rik. I feel so bad, and people are going to go and have rachmunis and mekayin davin and farein. When I'm going to say every day buruch alayni, not only my panusa, but very good. Kidasanya, like it says by a person that has negat saraz, v'tomei yikra. Excellent. The tomei yikra. By say by a metzora, we're going to call out tomei. Why do we have to tell the rabbin? because Rabban mevakshin olav rachman, and then hopefully as a result at hum arafir. Same thing as Misha Ira by Dover, anybody that has any type of tzara, tzara like Dilaram, you should tell people, Varam of Akshon Olav Rachman. You have people, unfortunately, you have Yenamasa, they get sick, so there are two schools of thought. Most people, they do a total cover up and they don't tell anybody. Not the children, the Shadicha, Medeim, Mabuz, and Yen. And then when he passes away, he had Yenamasa already 6 years. I didn't know. He kept it a secret. Based on our Gemara, the best thing is he should tell people. And that's what Agmur says. Halucha l'masa, halucha l'masa, kik in Shulchan Aruch, freig dan Rav, freig dan Rebbe. But here's the Rav, b'mavakish Olav Rachman, be moidir l'rabim, and people are going to go and be mavakish Rachman. Omer Avinu, k'man talinan kufsa b'dikla, why do we go and put on the tree? See, Rashi says on the third line, kufsa, eshkol t'morim. I have a deckel tree. A deckel tree is a palm tree like you have in Miami Beach. And palm trees produce, as you know, dates. What happens if I see on this palm tree somebody hung up a whole cluster of dates? And I think to myself, well, what's what I'm shigging? Why did he hang up those dates? Oh, now people will say the reason must be because it's like the soikre besikra, because it's Meshe Paroisav. That's why he made such a simon of the Eshkol tomorrow. That is a Kiman Ki Haitana. How does Rashi end? Ki Haitana, Lavakish Olav Rabim Rachman. People will see that, they'll realize there's a problem with this tree, and they're going to go and ask Rachmunis. They're going to say, tell him, Rabbi Nishlan, get Parnusa to Yankel Smith, who's never losing out. Havach Be Makasha, Makasha, Makasha.